Over the last decade, the International Institute of Akron brought thousands of people from Nepal to Akron. It also brought Tiffany Ann Stacy and Amber Suba together. Theirs is the first, and believed to be only, mixed marriage so far between a Bhutanese refugee and an Akron area native. Tiffany Stacy dives openly into the story of her romance with Amber Suba, describes the personalities of her two children, talks about her relationship with her in-laws, and worries about the impact of America's politics on refugees. Her husband is pretty much the opposite.
And I don't like to be loud. I don't want to be open with people all of a sudden.
Stacy thinks about it.
We're both extreme versions of our own culture. Nepali people on average are quiet and private and indirect. He's extremely so. Americans on average are more loud and open, and I'm extremely so.
But the couple adds, it works, thanks in a way to President George W. Bush. In 2006, he decided the 100,000 Bhutanese in seven camps in Nepal were a U.S. concern. In 2007, the screening of some 60,000 of them and work with local resettlement agencies like the International Institute of Akron began. And in 2008, Suba and his family arrived. Meanwhile, Stacy, raised by her grandparents, had followed her grandfather's advice and gone to college instead of working at the Chrysler plant in Twinsburg. She intended to join the Peace Corps, but a Kent State professor advised her,
"Think global, act local. If you're looking for a volunteer opportunity, you should go and work with some refugees in North Hill." And so I took an internship at the International Institute.
And that's where she first spotted Suba, a new interpreter.
I thought he was the cutest thing I'd ever seen. I was very young at the time and shy, and we spent a few months staring at each other and our fellow office workers making comments about, "Would we just date already?"
Eventually, he asked her if she liked him. She mumbled a response. He kissed her. And 5 years ago, they got married. They acknowledge their intermarriage came early in the evolution of a refugee community, and it's still a curiosity. Suba says he gets questions mostly from the very old and very young in the Bhutanese community.
One boy even said, like, sell her or something? Can you sell her and get married with Nepali?
Stacy says she gets polite questions from the Bhutanese about their marriage.
I find most people are very welcoming of it. Some people are amused. They ask me a lot of questions, like if I eat rice or not.
She does, though not for breakfast. As for the broader Akron community, Stacy says there is barely a ripple. Most Northeast Ohioans know nothing of the Nepali refugee story and assume they're just another mixed marriage of immigrant and native-born. In some ways, beginning with the dozens of pots of outsized marigolds in the front yard, their home in Cuyahoga Falls is traditional Nepali. The garland hangs in the door. The jars of gundruk, with lettuce fresh from the garden, ferment in the backyard. And the family is an extended one. His parents, Danta Bapu and Kaga Suba, live with them. The families of a brother and sister live nearby. Overall, Stacy says,
"The best thing is I'm never lonely. The worst thing is I'm never alone."
And she says nearly 4-year-old Silas and 18-month-old Paulina love it.
"Because my kids don't go to daycare. They're going to spend the day in the garden, digging in dirt, growing vegetables, and learning two languages." And
they're Johnny.
Three, if you count the Suba tribal language of Limbu. And then there's the language of music. Amber Suba composes, sings, and plays instruments like the harmonium, a kind of accordion turned on its side and set in an elaborate wooden box. Paulina is absorbed. Silas plays the drums. Neither Suba nor Stacy are with the International Institute anymore. President Trump's drastic cut in refugees led to staff cuts. She now consults with employers on cross-cultural issues. He works for the Summit County Department of Job and Family Services. But both worry about the future of their extended family and refugee community. Stacy remembers her father-in-law's pride when he voted in his first election in 2015.
And then every time he came home, he would put his little "I voted" sticker on this photo of himself as a young man on the wall.
Last year, changed that.
And then the day of the election, he looked at me and he said, "I don't think it matters. They don't want us."
All she could do, she says, is what she hopes others do. Assure them they're all wanted. I'm M.L. Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.
Open your mouth.
Daddy, we're hungry.